There's one human race, Homo sapiens. Black, white, yellow, and red are varying skin pigmentations, not races. Race was a concept used to justify slavery and other forms of exploitation of fellow humans. Race was central at our country's formation and is its greatest flaw. Whites held black slaves. States backed that law with laws and armed slave catchers. Every state denied blacks, women, and poor folks the right to vote, and our Constitution made each Southern slaveholder's vote more powerful than a Northerner's. We've tried to escape systemic racism. We even fought a war. We've made great strides. But so-called racial bias is still systemic, not only in certain states' new voting laws, but all around us. Hiding photos of a black family and removing Afro-American-themed books and art can double the home's appraised value. Prospective employers call job candidates named Emily Granchester and Greg Windham 50% more often than they call Letitia Washington and Jamal Jones, despite equal qualifications. And you've heard of John Gruden. Some folks say our country is colorblind. That's wishful thinking, or their own willful blindness. Some educators are trying to get more real. Let's love our country, but face its flaws. But Texas reacted with HB 3979, and now frightened teachers are scrambling to find books giving the opposing perspective on the Holocaust. Will they have to teach the earth revolving around the sun as a theory? In families or workplaces, it's clear that frankly discussing problems and differences can clear up misunderstandings, helping everyone. Holding negative feelings inside lets them fester into something worse. Some fear of the other is natural, but the cure is getting to know strangers. Racism is in most all of us as something to outgrow. Facing that is healthier than leaving questions and confusion lurking about in kids' hearts. Shouldn't distract them from learning the rules of grammar, and it could add interest to a class on the Declaration of Independence. Facing historic notions of superiority for what they were could be thought-provoking. To quote from a TED Talk called What I Learned from My White Grandchildren, quote, "When we talk about race with our children, we don't burden them, we free them." Locally, responding to the Yazzie Martinez case, the school system is working on policy JBC, which aims to increase equity in education by, among other things, more open discussion. There's also, here as elsewhere, an organized right-wing effort to kill JBC. The opponent's stated fear is that by opening up discussions, we'll divide kids rather than uniting them. Ironically, to me, they quote Martin Luther King and say such policies retreat from the colorblind society he sought, that we all sought. I don't agree, but hope to keep lines of discussion open with those folks. Meanwhile, your vote for school board could affect how all this plays out, one way or the other.